First, over the last few years, avocados have gone from popular fruit to superfood. Sports fans turn avocados into guacamole for the big game. The fitness community likes to add them to healthy smoothies, and apparently millennials like to put them on toast. And if you have special ways of working avocados into your cooking or your routine, let us know. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Erin Alderson joins us now for this week's Food Friday. She's a cookbook author, founder of the vegetarian website Naturally Ella, and a big fan of avocados. She even has her own avocado tree. Erin, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you have an avocado tree. You're not in Wisconsin. We can't grow our own here, so we have to rely on the grocery store. How do we pick the right, appropriately ripe avocado?
It's all about feel. You want to grab, you hold the avocado and very gently just press on the avocado. And if it gives just a little bit, then you have the perfectly ripe avocado.
And yeah, if it smooshes too far, that's probably too far gone.
Yes. Yes. And if it doesn't give it all, you can still go ahead and buy the avocado and then just let it sit out on the counter for a little bit until it does become ripe.
So you're kind of investing in your future there.
You are, yes. Sometimes you have to plan ahead a little bit.
Now, every now and then in Wisconsin, I'll see different varieties, but usually you see just the one kind of avocado. I think it's the Haas avocado. Do you have a favorite kind of avocado if we find a store with a selection?
So it's interesting because Haas is actually, I think, like 90% of the avocados that are grown in California. And so even for me in the state of California, it's kind of hard to find avocados that aren't Haas. But I have a little cato tree, which is actually the variety that I grow. It's a dwarf size and it's one of my favorites. And it's really good tasting and has a smooth texture to it.
And is it a smaller avocado then?
It is. It ranges from like 8 ounces to 10 to 12 ounces per the avocado.
Now let's get into the basics of avocado safety. We've heard stories of avocado hand lately as they get more popular. We're having people cutting their hands by mistake. Can you talk through your best way to cut up that avocado for use in our food?
So I like to put it on the cutting board and still insert the knife parallel to the cutting board and then just rotate the avocado around the pit, because a lot of people will hold it in their hands and do the same thing, and it's so easy to slice your hand that way.
Right, so do not hold the avocado in your hand, and I do catch myself doing that every now and then, but if you keep the avocado on the board, you're okay.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask, looking at your website, you work with a lot of foods. You love avocados. What is it you like so much about them?
I mean, for me, being a vegetarian, I'm always looking for foods that are really having those good nutritions. And since avocados are the good, healthy fats, they're just really good to add to my diet because of trying to balance everything out. And plus, they're really versatile. You know, you can obviously put the avocado on toast, but they also work well for sauces and dressings. And one of my favorite desserts is actually an chocolate avocado pudding.
Chocolate avocado pudding. Tell me more about that. I didn't see that on the website.
I don't have a recipe for it because there's a place here where I live in Sacramento that does an amazing vegan version. And they use the avocado for the smoothness and the thickness of what you kind of would use the cream for in a traditional pudding, and instead use the avocado.
We're talking to Erin Alderson, cookbook author. You can check out her website, Naturally Ella. And we are talking about avocados, cooking with avocados. And I should put cooking in quotes, Erin, because you say for the most part, you like an uncooked avocado. They're great raw.
Yes. You know, I see a lot of people grilling avocados or breading and frying avocados. I've even seen on restaurant menus where people are deep frying avocado slices. And I'm just not a fan. You can do it, but I really love the taste of the raw avocado.
Now, I love avocados on sandwiches or burgers or whatever. What's up with this avocado toast apparently trend? This is a big thing in restaurants, and there are Australian multimillionaires saying millennials aren't able to save money because they keep buying expensive avocado toast. But what is the appeal of avocado toast these days?
You know, I think it's the good fat coming from the avocado. It's just a really healthy topping for toast. And I mean, who doesn't love, I mean, there's so many ways to prepare avocados and outside of guacamole. And I think it's just such a great way to showcase the avocado. And it doesn't have to be expensive if you make it from home.
I want to check out, you gave us a few recipes, and I want to get into one of those now. A sandwich, we'll start with the avocado, mozzarella, and jalapeno chimichurri grilled cheese recipe. Again, linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, so that's one of, I'm always out to try and do different kinds of grilled cheese sandwiches, and the chimichurri has really a lot of fresh herbs in it, and it pairs well with the melty cheese and the fresh avocado.
What goes into the chimichurri?
Parsley and cilantro are the main, and then a little bit of shallot and vinegar just to kind of bring out the acidity a little bit.
And some jalapeno, just what, diced up?
Yeah, I usually mince the jalapeno. Sometimes I make the chimichurri with the jalapeno or without. My husband's not a big fan of heat, and so sometimes I have to leave it out.
And talk about just using avocado in any old sandwich, between bread in any way, shape, or form.
It's great just sliced up. You can also mash it a little bit and use it as a spread. Sometimes I'll do a mash with just a little bit of lemon juice and salt. Again, kind of balancing the acidity with the creaminess of the avocado makes a really good spread for especially veggie sandwiches. I love to layer sandwiches with sliced carrot and spinach and peppers and tomatoes, and that avocado can kind of bring everything together.
I don't have numbers to back this up, but I would guess the majority of avocados in the United States are eaten in guacamole form. Can you talk about what makes a good guac?
Oh, gosh. I think it's definitely a personal preference, but mine, I like to keep mine simple with just a little bit of lime juice, salt, cilantro, minced onion, a little bit of garlic, and that's pretty much it. I saw recently where someone was adding peas. I think it might have been the New York Times added peas to their guacamole, and it was an outrage on social media.
This is an internet outrage. You're right.
Yeah. Yes. Internet outrage about adding peas to guacamole. So I like to keep mine simple. No big fuss over it.
Now, here's a controversy over guacamole. Yeah, there's more than one controversy over guacamole. My wife is the guac maker in our house. She uses sour cream. I love it. I've run into people who view that almost as like a form of heresy. But what's your opinion on sour cream and guacamole?
You know, I mean, being a vegetarian recipe developer, I also make a lot of vegan recipes. Mm-hmm. And so I tend not to add dairy unless I have to. And so, again, I'm a purist. I like my guacamole pretty simple. So sour cream is probably a big no for me.
but you won't mock others for doing it?
I won't.
I hope.
Okay. You know, no.
Oh, not no, on the no, air not. Anyway.
No.
Let's get into another one. Now, we mentioned mostly raw, but here's a baked avocado tostadas recipe. Again, this one's linked on our Central Time Facebook page. Can you tell us about that one?
I love the idea of tacos for breakfast, and the tostada is kind of the open-faced version of that, where the tortilla is off really crisp. And for that recipe, I layered avocado on top and baked the egg in between. The avocado kind of holds the egg in. It's a perfect base for adding hot sauce and salsa, and it's just a really refreshing breakfast.
And you could play with that in a lot of different ways, a little cilantro, or you could spice that in a lot of different ways, couldn't you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So do you experiment? I mean, on your website, you've got a lot of different avocado recipes. Do you do a lot of experimenting with avocados?
I do. I'm really lucky to live in the California Valley, where it's so easy to get fresh avocados. And it's actually, we're right in avocado season right now. June is peak avocado season in California. And so it's really easy to find those fresh avocados. And so I just love having them on hand. And I have a toddler, and avocados are one of those foods that's just super easy to feed him. And I know he's getting something healthy and delicious. And so, yeah, always on hand this time of year.
Yeah, that reminds me. My kids, when they were toddlers, it was an easy food for them. They'd eat cubed up avocado, and then they turned on it at some point and won't touch it. So I don't know. Do you think you have a good older, say, teen or older kid-friendly avocado recipe that could get them back in the game?
Maybe. I love burrito bowls. Again, it kind of goes back to the guacamole aspect of things. Burrito bowls, or I have a really awesome black bean burrito where I put rice and guacamole inside the burrito, kind of like a Chipotle thing. But you can do it at home, and it's super simple.
We're talking to Aaron Alderson, cookbook author, founder of the vegetarian cooking website, naturallyella.com. She's talking to us about cooking with avocados. You can see some of her recipe ideas linked on our Facebook page. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Tell us how you like to use avocados in your cooking and or your eating. Do you have a guacamole secret or an avocado toast recipe that you'd like to share? Do you eat it for health benefits or just because you like it? And if you have questions about using avocados, Aaron may have an answer for you. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation now with Aaron Alderson, founder of the vegetarian cooking website NaturallyElla.com. We're looking at how you can cook with avocados this summer, and you can get some recipe ideas on the Central Time Facebook page. And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are you an avocado fan or fanatic? How do you use it in your foods, maybe your smoothies? If you have suggestions, we'd love to hear them. If you have questions, Aaron might be able to help you out. Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post and find some recipes on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. Gail is on the line in Fish Creek. Gail, hi.
Hi. Oh, I'm going to share my summer avocado soup recipe, which is just throwing it all in the blender, the avocados with yogurt and fresh lime squeezed in there with cayenne pepper, salt and pepper. And then you do a little chopped tomato on top, but you throw it in the blender and you just whip it up, and it's like an oxygen rush to your brain.
Wow.
When you eat it. Oh, it's amazing. Well, that's what avocados do. They give your brain oxygen. And you can, the first time I made it, people were eating and going, oh my God, my head just, it just goes right to your head.
It's a mind-altering substance.
Oh, I make it thick, so it's almost like a pudding. It's just so good.
And Gail, this is served, a dish best served cold, right?
Oh, yes. What better in summer than something creamy, wonderful, and cold and fresh?
And I wanted to make sure the tomato doesn't go in the blender. It's sprinkled on top afterward, right?
It's sprinkled on top, little dices, and yeah, and it's on top. Yeah,
and
then you've got the cayenne pepper in there to your taste of how spicy you like it.
Is there a little onion in the game, too?
A little bit of onion in the game, too, yeah.
All right, Gail, that sounds fantastic. Aaron, what do you think?
I think it sounds wonderful. I do something similar, and then I like to add a little cucumber into the soup as well.
Cucumber, oh, that would be good. Now, how would you do that if you wanted to do it without the dairy, Aaron?
So I'm really big into using cashew creams and almond creams, which are essentially, you know, just pureed almonds with a little bit of water, pureed cashews with a little bit of water. And so you can kind of get that creaminess from the nuts, and that also adds some good fat into the soup as well.
Gail, thanks so much for sharing that. Sounds like great food for some hot summer days like we've had lately. Before we go back to our callers, Aaron, avocados in smoothies, a lot of people use them. And does that give it that touch of creaminess, again, if you're not using the yogurt in there?
Yes. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting because you would be worried about the flavor being too much, but the avocado just blends in really nicely, and you don't really, it's not an overly impactful taste, and it does. It really adds that smooth and creaminess to it.
Gail, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Charlene in La Crosse. Charlene, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Charlene?
I have a question about avocados that are really, really ripe or possibly even overripe. I've noticed sometimes that when I cut them open, they have like almost like little dark spidery veins. I guess I'll describe it as like fibers. What is that, or is it good to, should I just throw it out when it gets to that point? Or is there any harm in accidentally mixing that in, like a guacamole?
What do you think, Aaron?
You know, so I don't really know what's behind it. I've never researched. That's a good question, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And I usually just try and either cut around it, or if it's not too bad, I'll go ahead and use it. When the avocado gets to the point of where you have actual brown spots, that's usually when I'll start to question whether or not I want to use it, because the flavor tends to change when it gets a little overly ripe.
Hope that helps, Charlene. And I wanted to ask Aaron, you know, sometimes I'll cut open an avocado to put some on whatever sandwich. I don't want to keep the rest. The way I do it is I put it in the fridge. I keep both peels. I keep the pit and kind of put it all back together. That seems to keep it pretty well for me in the fridge. Any other ideas on how to keep that avocado from turning brown once you've started using it?
You know, it's amazing. You can go down a rabbit hole of researching this, and I've done it numerous times. There are many opinions about how to keep an avocado ripe once you cut it open. But a couple that I've seen work pretty well is, one is wrapping it in plastic wrap. But I try to not use a lot of plastic. And so the other, and this trick's going to sound a little weird, but you put it in an airtight container with a little bit of onion, and the onion actually helps keep the avocado green.
Interesting. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Charlene. We're talking to Erin Alderson about cooking with avocados. Her website is naturallyella.com. We've got some of her recipes linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234, your avocado-related calls. Jay is with us in Racine. Jay, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
I have an awesome recipe. And I don't know if you know about this, but if you take a slightly unripe avocado and you slice it into pieces, kind of like French fries, and you marinate them in soy sauce and then beer batter them and deep fry them, they're insanely good, like insane. And if you want to get adventurous, add a little bit panko too. The Japanese breadcrumbs, and oh my God.
Jay, do you put that out with your fish fry?
You could put it out with anything. It's just absolutely amazing. But the secret to it is you have to use slightly unripe avocados. You know when you get them and they're just a little too hard? That's what you want.
Because are they going to fall apart if they're too ripe?
Yeah, if you try to use delicious ripe avocados, they just don't hold together. But the slightly unripe ones, like where they're just not quite there, that's the ones you want to use for that.
Sounds fantastic. Jay, Erin, have you played with frying or deep frying, batter frying avocado?
I've pan fried them before. I've never deep fried them. I've seen a lot of deep fried avocados on menus recently. And so it's definitely something I've tried, but I've never tried to make it.
All right.
But they sound delicious.
Jay, thanks a lot for the suggestion. Phil joins us next in Algoma. Phil, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about? I'm good. What do you got for avocado land, Phil?
Well, we've got a recipe. We use it as a side salad sometimes, or just eat it for breakfast. We cut an avocado in half and throw the pit away, and add chopped onions, salt and pepper, chopped tiny tomatoes, bacon bits, and a little bit of Italian dressing.
And do you layer that, or do you stir it all together?
Stir it all together in where the pit was.
Okay, and you still serve it in the peel. You use it as a salad bowl.
Well, sometimes we serve it in the peel most of the time, but once in a while we'll take it out of the peel. It's a little easier to eat that way, but using the peel as a bowl works better for us, actually.
That sounds great, Phil. Thanks for that call. And Erin, that reminds me, you gave us an avocado salad recipe. This one is avocado salad with chickpeas. Again, we have this on our Central Time Facebook page. Tell us about that one.
It's actually one of my favorite avocado salads. It has chickpeas, brown rice, a little bit of lettuce, and a lemon dressing. It's really easy to throw together, and the flavors all work well together. And it's one of my favorite lunches during the summer months.
And is that the avocado cubed up, or is it kind of all mushed in with all the other stuff?
For that, I like to leave the avocado cubed up, tend to be on a little bit more of the unripe side. Avocados are one of those things that you want to hit it just right. And so I always wait for when I can just get that nice squeeze on the avocado, and then that's when I know I want to use it for a salad like that.
That reminds me, I've tried something. We had a Food Friday guest on a while back who did Cuban American cooking, and I used a recipe for an avocado salad, but then diced up, I used frozen pineapple and mango mixed in with that, and a little bit of spices. Avocado seems to pair pretty well with a lot of kinds of fruit, I guess especially tropical fruit.
Yeah, I've seen people add mango to their guacamole as well. I think the creaminess of the avocado, because avocados aren't huge flavor, and so they do pair really well with the sweetness of fruit. And I've seen avocado and strawberry salads before, which are delicious.
Now, avocado, it's an example of something you do on the website. You don't just throw up random recipes there. You actually like to really dig deep into one ingredient or component of recipes. Why do you approach cooking that way?
You know, it's seasonal based for me. I love using what's in season, and it's really, especially being a vegetarian, it's fun to highlight the different produce or different grains and legumes that I might use to kind of get people inspired to use those different ingredients.
I think it was on your website I saw that avocados aren't as seasonal anymore because now we're getting them from all over the world. Do you appreciate that in some ways or regret it that it isn't as seasonal? We can get them all the time, so it's not as special.
You know, it's interesting. I grew up in Illinois. I lived in Illinois until I was well into my 20s. And so avocados were never in season for me. And so moving to California, it's been interesting to kind of learn about the seasonal aspect of it. And it makes me appreciate more avocados grown in California versus grown around the world.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town, Michigan. I don't think I could have picked an avocado out of a lineup if you asked me to until I was well into my 20s, I think. But are you glad that they are out there and accessible to more people now?
I am, because there's just such a nutritious addition to meals, and they're really easy to work with because they're beautiful fresh. It's easy to get excited about avocados.
So what is your next avocado dish or experiment you have in the works?
A taco with a black bean taco with an avocado sweet corn relish.
So avocado sweet corn relish. That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it. It's been fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Erin Alderson. She's a cookbook author. She's the founder of the vegetarian cooking website, naturallyella.com. She was with us to talk about cooking with avocados, and she shared some recipe ideas. We've got three of her recipes, by the way. You can find them either on the Central Time part of WPR.org or head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Three different recipes: that salad we were just talking about with chickpeas, baked avocado and tostadas, and what was the other? Oh, yeah, avocado, mozzarella, and jalapeno chimichurri grilled cheese recipe. And you can share your favorites and your tips and suggestions while you're there. That's all on the Central Time Facebook page.